Hey, greetings in the name of the Lord. It's Ben Ash here from Amherst, Virginia. Thanks for calling. Listen to Daily Inspiration. So for today, I'm going to, we're continuing our study on in the scriptures about the Word of God, God's Word, what it says about itself. This time I want to look in Peter, where it talks about the Word likening unto milk. Yesterday, we read and talked about the Word of God being sharp as a sword. And so just interesting the different things we can read that illustrates what the Word is like. Give us word pictures. I'm always blessed by that. So in 1 Peter chapter 1 and 2, I'm going to go a little early here in the chapter and read a couple of verses leading up to the subject just to get the context a little better. So 1 Peter 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." I'm just always blessed and amazed at God's goodwill and his love towards us, and just inspired by that, how God is for us. And on down, verse 18, reading on, "For as much as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that he raised up him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." I just like how it points us directly to God. Faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ, his shed blood for us. "So then, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto love of the brothers, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." It's like he's saying, you know, this is paramount. It's so very important. It's like first things first. Let's keep the first things first, that we love one another. "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as a flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel," or the good news, the glad tidings, "is preached to you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be you've tasted that the Lord is gracious." And so I just love the richness and simplicity of these teachings, this guidance, this scriptures here. So it talks about, again, going back a bit here, that we are to be born again by the Word of God. So we must have the Word of God. And by reading it, by studying it, by applying it, having faith, obeying, we're born again, we're changed. And we have new life, new birth. The Word of God is that powerful. Unlike us man, who's just like the flower of the grass, it comes and goes, that's how we are. But God's Word is not that way, it will endure forever. It is stable. Its message is true. Goes from generation to generation. It stays the same. The saving gospel, the power of Jesus Christ, the shed blood of Christ. That's the word to us, that we're called to repent and believe on Christ for the salvation of our souls. And then it goes on again, "Wherefore laying aside," let's leave off malice, which is... I looked a couple of these words up, malice, which is being ill will. And guile, which is to disguise craftily, says hypocrisies, being hypocritical, pretending to be something, someone that we're really, truly not. Envies, envying people, and evil speaking, all that stuff. He said, just put that aside. Put that aside. It's like a newborn baby. Desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, the true milk. You know, milk is, I like to think about, I'm not a very good speaker, and sometimes I wish there's more rich truths in these things than I can draw out, but hopefully I can just mention them and you can think even more, meditate more. But think about milk, the importance of milk, and how, what a value it is to newborns, to both in the human world, the animal world. Milk is so essential. It's perfect for the newborn. It's very nutritious. It just helps them to grow and live and thrive. And so here he's likening all that to the Word of God, the milk of the Word of God, that we can grow by it. It's simple and it's powerful. That's a simple, powerful illustration. Humans, baby animals, they drink that milk, and it just makes them healthy. They grow. It's good, pure food for them. And that's the teaching Peter's given here, that you and I will grow, desire that, hunger that, milk of the Word. And so let us be diligent to allow the Word of God to grow us, to bring the nutrients to our souls that we need. Trust God's Word for the nourishment that is needed for us. So let's treasure the Word of God. Let's appreciate it. Let's live by it, consume it, and take it in. And may God add his blessings to this. And that's all I have to share for now. And let's further into the subject tomorrow, Lord willing. All right, goodbye.